The Philippine military reports it has killed dozens of rebels in its latest campaign against Muslim separatists in the southern provinces. But the main rebel group, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, says it remains committed to the peace process. The Philippines Armed Forces struck again early Monday against camps of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF. It was the third day of operations. Philippine Army spokesman Colonel Daniel Lucero says the offensive has left dozens of MILF guerrillas dead since Saturday.
Report from our field units in Mindanao, there are already 60 MILF members who died in this first salvo of the bombing and artillery attack.
Colonel Lucero says the offensive is against MILF terrorist cells, suspected in recent attacks against civilians. The government says more than 200 people have died in bombings and other attacks this year.
This military offensive is directed against those perpetrators, those terrorist cells within the MILF ranks, who perpetrated these killings and massacre of innocent civilians last month in Lano del Norte, in Mindanao, and in Chocon, Sabanga del Norte.
In a raid earlier this month, at least 10 civilians and 12 soldiers and police were killed in Siocon. More than 13 civilians also died after guerrillas attempted to overrun an area in Lano del Norte province. An MILF spokesman, Ed Kabalu, says the group has not suffered casualties and warns it will retaliate if the offensive continues.
If you are attacked, it's our right to defend ourselves. That is always the case because we maintain a defensive posture.
Mr. Kabalu says the MILF is committed to the peace process and calls for the government to honour an earlier ceasefire agreement. The ceasefire collapsed in February following a government offensive against MILF camps where it said criminals were hiding.
The peace talks, that's the policy of the MILF, to resolve the Mindanao problem through peaceful means, and the use of force is only used as a last resort.
The MILF has been fighting for almost three decades to establish an Islamic state in the southern region of the largely Roman Catholic Philippines. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.